So then we come to your father, and his name was?
Harold C. Stewart, Harold Cutliffe Stewart.
And he, where was he born?
I believe he was born in Oklahoma City.
And I think in 1930 he was born on the 4th of July.
Yes, 4th of July.
And he went to school over there in Oklahoma City?
Yes, he did. He was the first elected president of Harding Junior High School.
And then he went on to Classen High School?
Yes.
Okay. And then he got a law degree?
From University of Virginia.
All right.
And he did his undergrad and college there at Virginia.
Okay. All right. And then when he comes out of law school, then what does he do?
He starts a law firm in Tulsa, and it's still in effect to this day.
And the name of that law firm?
Was Derner, Sturt, Sanders, Daniel, and Anderson.
Started out as just Stewart and Derner, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
To begin with?
It did. Yes, it did.
Right. So your father, what kind of person was he, his personality to
he
you?
He was driven. He was strong and forceful. And he didn't like taking no for an answer, as I recall.
Was he, we're talking about how he became
sure.
a military man. Was he military around you? Everything had to be da-da-da?
No, not until I went to Culver Military Academy, but, which is fine, but I enjoyed that. But he was super, super, I'm very fortunate he was super dad to me.
Yeah. Probably gone a lot. He was pretty busy.
He was busy all the time.
So he was appointed a judge.
Yes, he was.
What?
It was a common pleas judge, I believe it was. I think that's what he told me it was, right. I believe, as I recollect.
And which made him the youngest judge in the state.
Yes.
Your father, Harold.
I think he liked being a lawyer more than he liked being a judge.
Oh, is that right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. When were your parents married?
Not in 1938, I believe.
All right. When I was preparing this, I was thinking, it took a strong man like Harold Stewart to come to Mr. Skelly and ask for the hand of Mr. Skelly's daughter. Not just anybody could have done that.
True.
Can you imagine that? Yeah?
Yes. I can see that easily.
Yeah. But maybe a lesser man wouldn't dare to have done
right,
that.
Right, exactly. Precisely.
Your father and Mr. Skelly obviously had a good relationship.
That was my understanding. I never saw them have a cross word.
So he enlisted in the Army Air Force in 1942. Tell us what he did.
He told me he was, because he was a judge, he was offered, because of his past judicial experience, he could come into the Judge Advocates Corps. And he didn't want that. He wanted to go fight. So he decided he would just walk on in the Air Force, just walk in and sign up. And he did, but he was still too big to fly a plane. So he was not going to be a pilot clearly. But he moved up quickly through the ranks and retired as a colonel, colonel in the Air Force.
I see he was assigned director of the 9th Air Force Combat Intelligence Section until 1945. Mm-hmm. Then I believe he came back to Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was asked to go to Norway on a secret mission to save that country's royal family.
Yeah, he did. And he became very close friends with the then king of Norway, King Olaf.
It was to protect the royal family in the event of the Russian invasion.
Yes.
And that was the assignment he was given.
Yes.
So he loved Norway, obviously.
Very much so.
He wanted to take people home from Norway, didn't he?
That was it. He and my mother decided that they wanted to have two Norwegian kids. That was their goal.
And they never had biological children.
No.
No.
For some reason, they couldn't have kids.
Okay. So, do you know the story then? How they found you and your sister Randy?
They got a hold of Dad's friend, the King, and they said, "We want you to do us a favor. I did you a favor when I was in Norway. I want you to do me a favor now, and I want to adopt two Norwegian children." And the King said, "Absolutely."
I probably remember that forever. His friend, the King.
they were friends, and
And in that moment,
yes,
your life was changed.
I'd have to say, apparently.
Right, and so you were obviously an infant then.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was. I was. My sister was the youngest person ever to fly across the ocean at that time, and I was on a boat. So.
Oh, you came by boat.
Yeah. Because that was the way you did it back then, and then my sister somehow or other got a flight, because we came from, like I said, from Norway, but at a little bit different times.
Okay. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Not at the same time.
Not the exact same time.
But you're about the same age, aren't you?
Roughly. Yeah, we're six months apart.
Okay. So when she was adopted, she may have been a year old or 2 years or something.
Maybe, Yeah. Was she? Yeah. I think she was. She was like 7 months old, and I was a little younger, but I came along a little bit later date.
Right. Have you tried to trace your biological parents?
I have not. I have. I'm not searching.
Haven't tried. Randy, either?
I don't believe she's ever. She's never. We had great parents. We're not.
No. And suffice to say that you were born in Oslo, and that's all right. The information you needed, right?
Right. I was adopted. My two kids are adopted.
Okay.
So I have no. I understand the adoption and the process and how hard it is. I think I get that angle pretty well.
Yeah. Your two children, and their names are?
Susan and Melissa.
Okay. When you were growing up, you wonder about, well, who are my real parents? And
just a very little bit. I mean, it's always, it'd be nice to know, but I'm not one of these people that are, I'm not one of the adopted kids that are searching.
Right. President Harry Truman mm-hmm. appointed your father Assistant Secretary of the Air Force.
Yes.
And then he got involved with Douglas Aircraft Company, didn't he?
He liked Douglas Aircraft Company a great deal and wanted it to prosper.
And he got them to move the aircraft manufacturing back into the abandoned Air Force plant number mm-hmm. 3 mm-hmm. in Tulsa.
Yes, sir.
Just think about this. Did he talk about this? He played poker with Harry Truman.
Yes, he did. Or he told me he did. Yes, he did.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Any story about Harry?
He never told me any stories about that. And I didn't ask him about it because I didn't think if he wanted to tell me, he'd have told me.
Right. And then he was of counsel to several generals, George Patton, Dwight Eisenhower,
mm-hmm.
Omer Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
This is the man.
He knew all these folks and knew them well.
Who to you was just dad,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
Is that what you called him, dad?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then he practiced law in Washington, D.C.
True.
And then that's when, maybe we mentioned this, that Mr. Skelly asked him to join him in the deal to start KBO and Channel 2, so we kind of touched on that, didn't we?
And then dad started a law firm in Tulsa also, so there were two places where he was, and we would summer in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Why there?
We had a house on oceanfront.
All right. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
So your father ran the TV station. He got involved in running it.
He had a professional manager, but he was the boss.
When he settled into Tulsa, he got involved in all things outdoors.
All things.
Like American Wildlife Federation.
Yes, Big Lake Club, all the various. He's a duck hunter extraordinaire, and he went hunting in Canada quite a bit. Dove shooting in Texas. I mean, he was a hunter and spent a lot of time. In his spare time, I would say he would be hunting.
Nature works.
He loved that too.
Man, he worked mm-hmm. for a long time in the law firm, didn't he?
Yes.
Even he was 80 years old, and then until he was 92. Did he make a hunter out of you?
No.
No?
I was tired of going on those cold hunting days. As a young kid, I was just, I'm not doing this anymore.
So he did take you hunting?
Yes. Oh, yeah. At Big Lake, and I said, I'd get there, and I'd be in this blind, as cold as heck, and I'd say, Dad, is it time to go in? And he'd look at his watch, and there's a flight of ducks coming in at 8 o'clock. Oh, really? Okay. Whatever.
So how old were you when you said, Dad, I'm not going to go on
I never told him I would never go again, but I just kind of slowed down going. I always had something else to do.
Right. It was cold. You know, some people think, well, you didn't grow up in Norway, but some people think if you're from Norway or I'm from North Dakota that we're supposed to be used to the cold, and we're not.
I don't think so.
And I'm not.
I'm not either. I'm not.
My grandson, who's 13, his name is Lars, and he doesn't wear a jacket in the wintertime. He says, I don't get cold because I'm Norwegian, he says.
Wow. Congratulations.
Right. Right.